Have your Bible tonight. We'll turn with the 2 Chronicles chapter 20. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Bible said, "And it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, There cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria, and behold, they be and Hazazon, Tamar, which is En-Gedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and said, and set himself, now watch this, to seek the Lord, and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem, in the house of the Lord, before the new court, and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God, which didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gavest it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend, forever? And they dwelt therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, If when evil cometh upon us, as the sword and the judgment, the pestilence, and for famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then wilt thou hear, Elikias, and help." Amen. "And now behold the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Though I say how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do. But our eyes are upon thee. And all Judea stood before the Lord with their little ones and their wives and their children." Amen. I want to preach now for just a little while on building the house of God. Building the house of God. I want to say, what we need today is we need some way to make a difference. There needs to be a difference in the land. People can't keep going and doing and in the same direction and doing the same thing and expecting a different result. It don't work that way. There's so many of our people that's continuing in the same path day after day, year after year, and experience the same result. Until we change the way that we live and we act and we react, we're never going to have a different result. But what you say, well, Pastor, how do you change that? By putting our eyes and our faith in Lord Jesus Christ. And now we see now here Jehoshaphat, they tell him, they said the children of Ammon and the Moabites, they're coming upon us, and what can we do? And the first thing Jehoshaphat said, he said, well, he said Jehoshaphat feared. Who did he fear? He didn't fear them. He feared God. Amen. He knew that there was something happened. He knew that there was a power and a presence, praise God, that was there to help. And praise God, and he set himself to seek the Lord. I believe if there was any fear in him, it was for those people that he was responsible for. Amen. I believe good leaders are to fear for the people that they're responsible for. I believe any man that rises up to take an office or to fear for the people that he's responsible for. And what he did, he feared, and he rose up and he began to seek the Lord. What's wrong with America is we're not seeking God. And we're not seeking godliness. Till we seek godliness, we'll see no change. We'll continue on the same spiraling downward effect that we've been on for years with no change. Amen? But when we begin to seek God again, then God can truly bless America. Amen. We need help tonight. Amen. We need to build the house of God, and we need to build one person at a time. Amen. Praise God. It takes each individual, amen, getting where we need to be so that we can be and make a difference in these United States of America. It takes one person, one home, one family, praise God, at a time is how we'll take America back. Amen. We'll never change everybody at once. But I want to say tonight, praise God, we have a hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said in verse 4, he said, Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Amen. What starts changing a nation back to where it needs to be? Number one, when we get godly leaders going in the right direction. Number two, when people come behind a leader and say, you know what? We're going to go with God. And we're not going to accept anything less. You know what's wrong with America? You know what's wrong with us today? We've accepted lesser things. We've compromised the Word of God and the ways of God with the world in which we live. And it's time to take America back. And we'll take it back by seeking the Lord with all our heart. When we come together and we ask help from the Lord. Amen? That's what'll make a difference. That's when we begin to see things change. And the Bible says that the people come together to ask help of the Lord, verse 4. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem and the house of the Lord before the new court. Amen? They had built that new court. It was newly rebuilt. And he stood in there and he called the people together to lift up his voice unto the Lord. And Jehoshaphat began to pray and seek God's face. Wouldn't it be a wonderful thing to see a leader of the United States of America, somebody in the Supreme Court or somebody, a congressman or a senator, stand up on the steps of the White House and pray, God, bring all the people out before it and pray to a holy God. Amen. Wouldn't it be a blessing to see that in America today? That's what it'll take to get America back. Amen? And he said, oh, our God, of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? He said, are you not the God that we need? Are you not the God that we expect? Amen? He said, rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thy hand is there not power and might, so it's that none is able to withstand thee. And when we get a leader that realizes who God is and what God's able to do, when we get a leader, a godly person that's able to look out and say, you know what? We need God, and we need God now. Amen. You say, well, preacher, we'll never have that. Hold on a minute. Praise God, I'm going somewhere here. He said, art thou, he goes on in verse 7, says, art not thou our God, which didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gavest it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend, forever. Now notice this in Jehoshaphat. He said, you know what? He said, did you? He said, we know who you are. He said, ain't you God? Ain't you a friend, amen, of Abraham? Amen. In other words, he said, Lord God, our father Abraham, and we're looking to you, we're seeking your faith. We need your help. Amen. I'm saying we're needing the same thing tonight. We're needing help from the Lord. But we're looking in all the wrong places. He said, he goes on down through here, and I'll not read it all, but he gets down to verse 12, and he says this. He said, oh, our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Amen? If we could have a leader that would stand up and say, you know what? I don't know what to do. I'm at my wit's end. I don't know. But God, I know that you know. Amen. What a difference that would make. And it would begin to build back the house of God. It would begin to build back those things of God in the day that we live. So that we could come behind such a man as this. Amen. And we could encourage ourselves. Amen. Encourage ourselves in the Lord so that we might do like Judah and stand together with this kind of person, amen, with the Lord God of glory, and see God move one more time. Amen. We see down through history that God has used great men all through history. God has used the ruthless rulers, ruthless kings to do His bidding. Amen. But praise God, if we could see a time, amen, Brother Chris, I'd like to see a time when we could come together before the Lord with our little ones and our wives and our children, praise God, and magnify His name as one people under God. But the devil's trying to take that away from us. The devil would like to destroy that. But I want to say, if he's a leader that's worth his salt, amen, he's desirous of the things of God, that God would smile upon him. If he's not, then he ain't got good sense. Amen? We see Jehoshaphat as he looks to God and gets a God for godliness. But if you go over to the book of Ezra, and we see in the book of Ezra chapter 6, and they begin to talk in verse in chapter 5 about those things that's taking place up in Jerusalem as Ezra begins to build that temple again and begins to build it up again. This, that he does, he begins to build a temple, and then a Nehemiah comes up and he begins to build the walls, and he begins to look for the magnificence and the power of God, and the opposition comes against Ezra and it says, you know what? He said, you need to quit what you're doing. You know, governments have come up and tried to dissuade us. Governments have rose up and tried to hinder the building. Amen? A lot of times government don't want to see the church growing. Amen? Because we have something to stand upon, and we make them look bad. Amen? Because we have God on our side, and they can't understand what's taking place. But a good people, godly people, amen, will want God on their side. We see in the book of Ezra chapter 5 that they come up and they say, well, you know what? They need to stop the building. The government tries to hinder. Artaxerxes in Ezra chapter 4, he stopped it. He demanded that the building stop. These folks today here in this nation which we live would like to see the work of God stop. They would see Christianity put on a halt, put on a back burner, sir, stopped altogether. Amen? We're living in that day and hour now that we can see this taking place. But if you look at Ezra chapter 4 and verse 11, we see that the Word of God, as He begins to speak here through Artaxerxes, and He says, you know what? We've got to stop this work. Why did He want to stop the work? Because He's afraid of what God might do. See, most time politicians are afraid of losing power and afraid of losing control. Amen? That's their biggest fear, is losing power and losing control. We see the letter here from Artaxerxes, the king, and he writes to him in verse 12. It says, "But be it known unto the king that the Jews which came up from thee to us are come unto Jerusalem, building the rebellious and the bad city, and have set up the walls thereof and joined the foundations. Be it known now unto thee, king, that if this city be builded and the walls set up again, then will they not pay toll, tribute, and custom, and so thou shalt damage the revenue of the kings." See how it's all self-serving? Amen. All the time, everything that the devil has is self-serving. Amen. But he said in verse 14, "But now because we have maintenance from the king's palace, and it was meet for us to see the king's dishonor, therefore have we sent and certified the king, that search may be made in the book of the records of thy fathers, so shalt thou find in the book of the records, and know that this city is a rebellious city and hurtful to kings and provinces, and that they have moved sedition within the same of old time, for which cause was this city destroyed. We certify the king that if this city be builded again and the walls thereof set up by this means, thou shalt have no portion on this side the river." Amen. You see what the devil's saying? They don't want it to succeed. Amen. He said, we certify the king that it have no portion on this side of the river. Then sent the king, verse 17, an answer under Rehum, the counselor, and to Shishamai the scribe, and to the rest of their companions that dwell in Samaria, and to the rest beyond the river, peace, and at such a time. The letter which ye sent unto us hath been plainly read before me, and I commanded, and search hath been made, and it is found that this city of old time hath made insurrection against kings, and that rebellion and sedition have been made therein. There have been mighty kings also over Jerusalem. Now watch this. Whom have ruled over all countries beyond the river, and toll and tribute and custom was paid unto them. Give ye now command to cause these men to cease, and that this city be not builded until another commandment shall be given from me. Take heed now that ye fail not to do this. Why should damage grow to the hurt? Now watch this, of the kings. I said, what? You know, if this continues to go on, it's going to take away our prestige. It's going to take away our revenue. You know why governments do what they do? Because they want control. They want the revenue. They want the means, amen, to have their hands in your pockets. Amen. And they don't want that. They're not there to help me and you. They're there because of what they can get. Amen. But if they was a godly man that would rise up, and they was a godly person that would seek God, then we could see this thing turned around, and we could go in another direction. Praise God with the amen. God could change this thing in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, if we could just seek God with all of our face. A man that's truly desirous of the things of God will want the things of God. The Bible goes on in Ezra chapter 6 and speaks of a man named Darius. And he says, look, you need to go back and see that they was a ruling and a thing put down, and that they asked them to stop the building, that it should have been stopped, it needs to be stopped. But then in Ezra chapter 6, he said, then Darius the king made a decree, and search was made in the house of the rolls where the treasures were laid up in Babylon. So see what he does here now. He says that Darius begins to look back at it. He begins to see. And they said, well, you know what? Artaxerxes did stop the building. But King Cyrus rose up and he said, hey, we need to get this thing built. Amen. He rose up and said, you know what? We don't need to stop the progress of God's people, because God's people are making a difference. We need to push the agenda of God's people because God's making a difference. I will say, I will glory to God. Ain't you glad He makes a difference? Amen. Ain't you glad? Praise the Lord. As Darius the king made a decree, and search was made in the house of the rolls where the treasure were laid up in Babylon. And there was found in Achamath, the palace that is in the province of the Medes, a roll, and therein was a record thus written. In the first year of Cyrus the king, the same Cyrus the king, made a decree concerning the house of God at Jerusalem. Let the house be builded. Amen. The place where they offered sacrifices, and let the foundations thereof be strongly laid. The height thereof 70 cubits, and the breadth thereof 70 cubits, with 3 rows of great stones and a row of new timber, and let the expenses be given out of the king's house. Now you watch it. I'm talking about a leader. I'm talking about a leader, a political leader that grew up, praise God. He said, you know what? We need to build the house of God. They said, we need to stop it. He said, no, we need to build it. Amen. He said, hey, and he goes on and he says, and also verse 5, let the gold and silver vessels of the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar took forth out of the temple, which is at Jerusalem, and brought into Babylon, be restored and brought again unto the temple, which is at Jerusalem, every one to his place, and place them in the house of God. He is saying God's house needed to be rebuilt. Amen. Now therefore, Tadnai the governor beyond the river, Sheshariah, Bunnus, and your companions, our Frishishites, which are beyond the river, be ye far from thence. Let the work of this house of God alone. Amen. Don't you like that? Amen. This is no ungodly ruler. This is not a Christian ruler, but this is somebody that God put it on his heart. He said, you leave the building of God's house alone. Amen. Okay, praise God. You say, well, why would he do that? Watch, and I'll show you. Praise the Lord. He goes on and he said, let the work of the Lord's house alone. Let the governor of the Jews and the elders of Jews build this house of God in his place. Moreover, I make a decree, what ye shall do to the elders of these Jews for the building of this house of God, that of the king's goods, even of the tribute beyond the river, forthwith expenses be given unto these men, that they be not hindered. Didn't have to stop and raise funds. Praise the Lord. Why? Because God said we need to take care of the building of the house of God. Amen. And that which they have need of, both young bullocks and rams and lambs, for the burnt offerings of the God of heaven, wheat, salt, wine, and oil, according to the appointment of the priests that are at Jerusalem, let it be given them day by day without fail. Amen. And the ungodly ruler said, we need to supply the needs of the church. Amen. Build the house of God. Why? Now watch this. This is where we're getting to. He said that they may offer sacrifices of sweet savors unto the God of heaven and pray for the life of the king and of his sons. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, also I have made a decree that whosoever shall alter this word, let timber be pulled down from his house and being set up, let him be hanged thereon, and let his house be made a dunghill for this. And the God that hath caused this name to dwell there, destroy all kings and peoples that shall put to their hand to alter and to destroy this house of God which is at Jerusalem. I, Darius, have made a decree. Let it be done with speed. Amen. He says, and Tatnai, governor on this side the river, Sheshbaz Bonanzai, and their companies, according to that which Darius the king had sent, so they did it speedily. Amen. Do you see what's taking place here? The king rises up and he said, you know what? We need all the help we can get. And said, the good God of the Jew, amen, he's able to do more in just a little while, with just a little bit, praise God, than we could ever do. He said, I want to set them up. I want to establish whatever they need, praise God, so they might pray for the king. Amen. You see where I'm going? Building the house of God, praise God. Taking what God has given us and using it, praise God, for these United States of America, for your house and my house and for the house of God, that we might see God one more time high and lifted up in America. Amen. This is still the greatest nation in the world. Amen. Still, hey, you say, hey, you know, because you have you watched the Olympics? God's still blessing America. Amen. God's still bringing up some men, praise God, that's able to stand and having stand, done all. Some young ladies that's competing against young ladies, praise God, that's able to give their all. Amen. We haven't changed, praise God, but we need to keep building the house. The government's going to try to hinder it. The government ain't going to like it. Artaxerxes says, stop. Amen. There said, go ahead. Build it, praise God, for the glory of God. Build it where we have a place to pray. And pray where I can be praying, where we can worship God. But we see a hindrance taking place. Praise God, but there's always God. God's always got a remnant. God's always got somebody to rise up. We see God in His as He moves in everything that we do. We see God as He moves in the lives of His people. We see God as He moved. Just a few centuries later, we see Esther. As she goes up, you know the story. Uncle Mordecai raised this young lady in the book of Esther, and the king got upset with Vashti's king because she refused to do the bidding of the king, and for some reason or another she would not. And so the council told him, said, "Go ahead and just put her away," and said, "Go out and seek you some young women, praise God, and just find you a new queen." Basically, it's how the story goes. And so, he goes out, Artaxerxes, he goes out and he searches till he finds a new queen. And he brings her into the house. Amen. And Mordecai's, it was his niece, but she grew up in his own house. And it come a time she come before the king and the king found pleasure in her. Amen. She was just a lovely young woman, praise God, who carried herself well and respected herself and everything, praise God, that was around her. And he seen her, and God put that love of God in his heart for Esther. You know the story? Oh, wicked Haman rises up and he says, you know what? We're going to destroy. He said, I'm going to destroy these Jews. And all the reason why, because Mordecai sat there and Mordecai didn't worship him. Amen. Mordecai, her uncle, he didn't give him worldly praise. So Haman took it upon himself in his heart that he was going to destroy the Jews. And he brought it before the king, and the king says, well, Artaxerxes, he said, well, okay, whatever you think needs to be done. He said, I'm going to take my ring off here, put it on there, send it out. He said, I'm going to leave it in your hands. But the Jews began to do what we need to do in America. We need to begin to weep and to cry and to bemoan, praise God, the situations that we're living in. Because God is real. Amen. And we can trust in Him. But the Bible tells in Esther chapter 4, the Jews begin to cry and to weep. They begin to sit in sackcloth and ashes because of that wicked thing that had come against them. Amen. And then the Bible teaches Esther, she sent her maidens out to see Mordecai. He sat in sackcloth and ashes. And they sent him out, sent him with another raiment, some new clothes. And he refused to take them. Verse 5 then said, then called Esther for Hashtai, one of the king's chamberlains, whom he had appointed to attend upon her, and gave him the commandment to Mordecai to know what it was and why it was. Y'all want to know what's going on? Why are you doing this? So Hashtai went forth to Mordecai into the street of the city which was before the king's gate. And Mordecai told him of all that happened unto him and of the sum of the money that Haman had promised to pay to the king's treasures for the Jews to destroy them. Amen. He bought mercenaries. He said also he gave him a copy of the writing, the decree that was given at Shushan to destroy them, to show it unto Esther and declare it unto her, and to charge her that she should go in unto the king and to make supplication unto him and to make request before him for her people. And Hashtai came and told Esther the words of Mordecai. Again Esther spake unto Hathach and gave him commandment unto Mordecai. And all the king's servants and the people of the king's providence do know that whosoever, whether man or woman, shall come unto the king into the inner court who is not called, there is one law of his to put him to death, except such to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter, that he may live. But I have not been called to come in unto the king these 30 days. So you see what's played out here. Esther said, you want me to go into the king and make supplication? He said, I've not been called in. If I go in without being called, I'll be killed. It's the law. And now watch what takes place. And he said, they told to Mordecai Esther's words. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, now this is faith in God right here, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise from to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed, and who knows, now watch this, whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this. Mordecai said, Esther, you're here because this is your time. This is the time that God has put you where you are for a reason. Amen. And Esther goes on and said, and then Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer. Go, gather together. Now watch this. All the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law, and if I perish, I perish. So you see what took place. Esther said, all right, said, I'm going to do what you said. He said, for such a time as this. Amen. I'm going to say, for such a time as this. She said, call the people together and pray and seek God's face. Amen. Because that's what's going to make a difference. That's what's going to change the leadership of America. That's what's going to change the leadership, amen, in her house, her home, her family, praise God, is to seek the face of God in these last days in which we live. The Bible says that the Jews fasted and they wept and they mourned and they prayed and they began to seek God's face. Who did they pray? They prayed to God for their leaders, that God would open their eyes. Amen. I think of what happens, what's wrong in America is our leaders' eyes are closed. Amen. They've been blinded by the situation. They've been blinded, praise God, by greed and corruption. Hello? Ain't that right? Greed and corruption is credit. These are not the United States of America that me and you as youngins grew up in. Why? Because this greed and corruption come in. But you know why that is? I was thinking on this other day and God broke my heart. He broke my heart. He said, well, let me ask you. He said, how many times have you prayed for your leaders? I mean, earnestly, sincerely prayed for the leaders of the United States of America. How many times, listen, how many times have you prayed for our leaders? The leaders are the way they are because we haven't prayed like we ought to. We haven't lifted them up to the Lord like we should have. Amen. And because of that, we see these things are coming in. I was thinking this morning, Brother Charles was a reading in 2 Peter. He didn't read this part, but I began to see, you know, God was just a revealing some things to us. In 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 19, he said, while they promised him liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same he is brought in bondage. What's wrong is we're serving a corrupt government. A government that's full of corruption. Amen. Did they hear me preach this? They'll put me on that list. Amen. They'll put me on that list because I preach that the government is full of corruption. But we need a good godly leader. We need a man that'll stand, praise God, for the things of God. And the only way we're going to get that is we stand and we pray and we seek God's faith that God would save him. Amen. If God will save that man, he can put him in office and he can do marvelous and wonderful things for me and you. We need to pray for our children and for our children's children. That God will get a hold of that man. And he'll rear him up, praise God, that he can be what God would have him to be. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, the Bible says, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplication, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Amen. Now, this is 1 Timothy chapter 2. He said, we need to be praying for everyone. He said, supplications and prayers and intercessions with thanksgiving be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all goodliness and honesty. That does away with the corruption. Amen. That puts the goodness back in the government to serve the people of these United States of America, our republic in which we live. Amen. Kind of puts it back in the way that it ought to be. It kind of lines it all back up. Said we need to be praying. Verse 3 said, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. What we need to do is be praying for our leaders. Amen. Who will have all men to be saved. You say, well, preacher, I ain't going to pray, but they're just so lost, they're wicked. That's because they need to be saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just think if we had started praying 8 years ago and God would have been tiptoeing through the White House where we could be today, we wouldn't be as far down the road as we are on the road to destruction. Amen. God could have intervened. You say, well, preacher, he couldn't have done. He could. He said, who will have, he goes on, he says, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God. For who will have all men to be saved and come unto the knowledge of the truth. Amen. That's why we need to pray for our leaders, praise God, that God would give them the knowledge of the truth. They're deceived. They're caught up in greed and corruption. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, for there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. He said, Jesus can make the difference. Amen. He can make the difference. It don't matter who it is. Who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time, whereunto I am ordained a preacher and an apostle. I speak the truth in Christ and lie not. A teacher of the Gentiles in faith and variety. Amen. He said, I'm going to preach. I'm telling you the truth to these people that are in authority. These men that are in authority, amen, we need to lift them up to God. Pray for them without ceasing that God will give them godly wisdom and knowledge to make the right choices. The ones that'll bring glory to His name. He said, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. We need to pray believing that God can save these folks. Amen. That they can be good godly leaders. Praise the Lord for me and you. It's in like matter also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broided hair or gold or pearls or costly array, but which becometh women professing godliness with good works. He says, let the women learn in silence with all subjection, but I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but be in silence. That kindly leads her out from being a leader, doesn't it? Amen? She's not supposed to usurp authority over a man. We're talking about the President of the United States. We're talking about the highest authority in the land. The highest authority in the world. Amen? So we have to pray that the man God puts in there, praise God, would be a man, glory be to God, that God would touch and move on in a mighty way. Somebody with, you know, you could take somebody with a heart that wants to do good, it wants to do right, and he might make a difference. But if you take a man who loves the Lord God with all of his heart and seeking to do the will of God, seeking to be pleasing to God, can you see how this thing can change? Amen. And it goes from my house to the White House. Amen. God, when we seek God's face for ourselves and for our people and for our leaders, amen, God begins to make the difference. And I believe a good person, a good in their heart, amen, would want to see the will of God take place. But a lot of times those folks don't really understand what they need. They don't really understand that they need the touch of God in their lives. Amen. If they're going to be an authority over people, then they need an authority over them. And somebody that'll guide them along, somebody that'll help them to make the informed decisions that they need to make. Amen. So what we need to do is we need to pray for these folks that God will begin to point them in the right direction. That God begin to give them that help that they need, so that they can make these informed decisions. I tell you what, I've got an email. Some of these politicians, they send you out emails and they want you to contribute to them. I said, glory to God, I get to contribute. So you know what I contribute? I contribute emails. They sent me one, I send them one. You say, can you do that? All you got to do is go in our certain place and click on that and you can respond to their email. Amen. So I just tell them what God says. He said, if you want to be the leader of the free world, amen, you're going to be authority, then you need to realize that there's an authority that's bigger than you. That you need to succumb to Him so that you'll have the knowledge and the wisdom and the goodness and the godliness to lead our nation. Amen. And then just hit that little thing where it says, send. You say, well, preacher, they'll never read that. They'll not see that. Somebody will, because they look to see when that comes back, they look and see how much you contributed. I like it. Amen. They looking to see how, and they don't even realize how much I'm contributing. Because I'm just telling what God says. Now be a help. If you want to be a leader, if you want to rise up, if you want to be an authority, if you want to be my president, amen, here's what you need to do. Amen. Here's who you need to get to know. Amen. Praise the Lord. I like it. Praise the Lord. Hey, I ain't had no response yet. But praise God, that don't mean I haven't kept trying. Amen. Every time one of them pops up there, I've just started giving them a little God. Get a little of the Lord, a little of the Bible, a few verses here and a few verses there. Amen. And I told him plain up, straight up, I said, I'm not giving you no money till you get on God's side. Amen. I'm not helping you with any kind of campaign till you get on God's side. If you want me to help you, you're going to have to get on God's side. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, you ain't making no difference. Who knows? Amen. Bible says God's Word won't go out void. Somebody's getting help somewhere. Amen. Jehoshaphat said, you know what? He said, I'm going to seek God with all my heart. God said, we're up against a storm. Amen. We're up against a storm. And you know what happened? The people come along behind him. They said, oh, Jehoshaphat, we got you back, buddy. We're here with you. We're going to do the same. We're going to seek God's face. I wonder what happened if every one of us that got those little emails started emailing them back. Just a little verse of the Word of God. A little word of encouragement, Godward. Amen. Somebody's going to get help somewhere. Amen. Say a little prayer over it. Say, God, take this and use it for your glory that they might see your authority. Praise God. Amen. You say, well, can God... God's faithful to His promises. Brother Charles read this morning in 1 Peter said, for God was faithful to His promises. Amen. Praise the Lord. What we need is a complete restoration of the house of God, the things of God, godliness in America, and God's the only one can do that. Amen? God's the only one. And God's will be done if we seek His will. Amen? What's God's will for His people? To turn to Him. Amen? To turn to Him, praise the Lord, with all of our heart. He tells us in 2 Corinthians, back over at 2 Corinthians chapter 7, He says, if, chapter 7, verse 14, He says, if my people, now notice the if. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. That's seeking the will of God. He said, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and what? Will heal their land. Amen. We need good godly leaders. But till we get on our face, humbly pray before God. Say, God, we need Your help. God can't help us. But praise God, when we see the Lord Jesus Christ, when His people, when me and you begin to humble ourselves and pray and seek His face, amen, He said, then will I hear from heaven. Only then. It's going to take me and you praying, seeking God's face to get anything done. We can't trust in somebody else, something else to make the difference. It's going to take me and you. We were talking to some folks today. You know, we think so many times the devil says, well, you know, you can't make no difference. I can't change the world, but I can make a difference in a life here and a life there. Amen. I can pray and I can seek God's face and I can make a little bit of difference here and there for God's glory. And if I can touch a life here and I can touch a life there, and maybe one over here and one over there, next thing you know, there's a whole community that's been touched. Amen. And then God can begin to move. And you can take those individuals. Amen. He can begin to heal a whole community. Begin to do things for us. Praise God. Why? Because He's God and that's the way He works. He uses me and you. Praise God. And it's going to take me and you getting on our face and saying, God, America needs help. And we need it right now. Amen. And pray and seek His... Maybe skip lunch or something one day. Sacrifice just a little bit and say, God, please, for my children's sake, would You heal this land? Give us the help, hope, and encouragement that we need. Amen. Praise God. If we're going to raise up a man, praise God, that we can be proud of, that you can be proud of, that'll give you all the glory. Amen. Praise God. You know what God do? He'll begin to work on that man. Amen. He'll begin to work on him and prime him and pump him and put him in places and things and under what he needs to be under, praise God, to be the man to bring God glory. But that man may be me. It may be you. Amen. The one He's a working on. But praise God, if we just humble ourselves and pray and seek God's face, God will make a difference. Amen. In life. God will give us a person. Amen. The people in authority in our life. I just want to say, all you young people, always respect the police. Amen. Always respect the police because they get up every morning and they put that uniform on and they strap on their gun belt and they go out on the streets to protect and serve you. And without them, there'd be total chaos in the world. They put their life on the line for me and you every day. And we ought to respect them. We ought to tell them, thank you for what you do. Because they're overworked and underpaid. They don't make enough money for what they do. The starting salary of a cop in Asheville is less than $30,000 a year. And they put their life on the line every day. I mean, that's after they've been there a while. Amen. Most of us wouldn't want to do that. And the sad part is there's not people signing up to do it now. Because they're so afraid of the public opinion, they don't want to do what they know is do right. But I want to say, praise God, we need to have respect for authority. We need to lift up our leaders like we've never lifted them before. Say, God, if you're going to put them in there, put in godly people. And the ones there, if they stay there, God, save their soul and give them that ambition, that desire to do that that's right according to God. Amen.